From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Almost 40% of rural Americans do not have access to broadband internet service. That amounts to about 23 million people whose online service can be compared to dial-up speeds at best. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says broadband connectivity should be considered the roads, sewers, and waters of the modern age, but industry estimates say it costs $30,000 per mile to install fiber optic cable. The situation is improving, however. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports high-speed internet is now available to more than 60% of rural homes, compared to just 35% a decade ago. U.S. animal disease scientists say they now have access to a new and more precise foot-and-mouth disease test. Homeland Security's Roxanne Matroni tells Brownfield the new FMD test kit identifies the presence or absence of a specific protein. Matroni says the tests show results in 3 hours and will prevent the unnecessary slaughter of animals that otherwise might have tested positive after vaccination, whether they had the disease or not. Well, just 5 years ago, if you wanted to eat crickets, your best bet was to look around the garden. Now you can find them in protein bars and tortilla chips on the shelves of popular grocery stores, and more cricket farms are popping up too around the world. While most mainstream U.S. farmers haven't yet diversified to crickets, it's hard to deny a mini revolution is brewing on the best and most sustainable way to produce this unique protein. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.